Vectis Radio on DAB.
And a young man called Graham Biss is coming in.
He's actually in right
is
now.
Is he?
He is in right
did
now.
Did he crept in the door?
He crept in the door. And Graham Biss, one of the motivators, the movers and shakers behind the Royal Isle of Wight County show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't feel young, so thank you.
But, I mean, you're looking a bit more relaxed than when I saw you last Sunday.
Yeah.
You were looking slightly harassed at that point, I think.
Well, I spend most of the weekend of the county show thinking what's coming next.
Yeah.
So you sort of don't live in the present, you live in the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, I'm always...
I didn't want to say anything. I was trying to figure out something with your sound guy at that time, and I was also in this kind of, how are we going to... Anyway, never mind. But the county show.
And he still has hair.
He still has hair, yeah. He's a lot more hair than me. How did it all go?
Great weekend. Fantastic feedback, and it's great to see the community coming together because we're very much a community event. We're all volunteers, so it's great coming together. However, we have some challenges, and we had a challenge. It was the second year of very hot weather, which did affect our attendance.
It would do, yes.
And you know, you guys were there, you know, we caught the heat.
Yeah, and there's. I know you put up lots of extra shelter and stuff, but there's nowhere to hide from it up there, is there?
No, and it's just being out and about. You know, the whole beauty of a county show is that you can get out and wander and enjoy things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was quite intense. We did work very hard this year. We put in extra shelter right across the showground, which worked.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky to have 7 acres of woodland, which was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But... it was still pretty hot.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I don't say we were struggling, but you noticed the heat and, you know, I was watching those guys on the steam engines thinking, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very lucky with our new livestock building. That was probably the coolest part of the showground. So very confident that our animals were well looked after, which is really important to us. But it was just the general... feeling, and lots of people said to me, sorry Graham, but we're going home, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it's not a full day experience.
No, I think the size of the show is such you need a full day, don't you agree?
You do, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's lots to see there, and the people work quite hard or very hard to get that together, and they did a great job. But you say, I understand. I mean, I know that lots of people bought tickets in advance and probably didn't come in the end because it was too hot for them.
Well, our advance ticket sales this year were 10% up. So we were encouraged that perhaps we'd become conditioned to the hot weather and people would sort of still come. But yeah, a lot of people clearly made a decision that no, it was just simply too hot, which is a real shame. But that's I think where we are. I think the climate has changed.
Yes,
I think we are going to have hotter summers, so we're probably going to have to respond to that.
How do you think you might respond?
Well, I'd really like to sort of put it out to your listeners.
Okay.
One of the things which we have started to discuss is perhaps on the Saturday, the first day of the show, we delay opening till 2 o'clock and
right.
then run through to about 8 o'clock in the evening.
Well, that'd be good.
And the rationale being, for the last 2 years, the showground empties. I'm one of the few people left there, and the evenings are gorgeous. You know, they're really mild, they're very nice, a really nice summer's
that
evening.
The strength's gone out of the heat, isn't it?
Yeah, and everyone's gone home. So I'd love to get some feedback through yourselves from your listeners to say, is that a sensible step forward?
So would you only do it on the Saturday?
Yeah, I think it would just be on the Saturday. So the Sunday would stay your conventional, sort of 9:30 through to 4, aware that people are going to need to get home in preparation for the working week. But the Saturday could be different.
A proper Saturday night out at the county show.
What do you think, Leo?
Sounds nice. And I think, obviously, that would be quite, because as well as obviously enjoying the evening when it might be a bit cooler, but still warm enough to enjoy yourself. And obviously, you're out there and the sun doesn't set till later this time of year, so you've still got the benefit of light. Yeah. And then as far as the Sunday, it just gives people that option that if they don't want to, if they don't want to be at Sioux Lake, maybe for reasons they can't be, like maybe they have other commitments, they can still have the same experience they always did on the Sunday.
Brilliant. Yep.
Yeah. So it's just some ideas, and that's the strength of the committee which I'm party. You know, we're not just saying we're going to carry on doing the same things.
No.
We're looking at, can we do something different?
Yes.
I don't think any other show has decided to move their timing, but why not be the first? Why not?
Absolutely. The thing is, if you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result.
So absolutely.
You have to change something.
Things have moved on climate-wise. I'm absolutely certain of that. Yeah. I'm not going to get into that semi-political discussion about all that, but it's quite clear that we've had two very hot years of the county show, whereas normally we're praying for it to just not rain.
Yeah.
And this year, thinking, oh, could just be a bit cooler. But I just got a picture in my mind now of a sort of 7 o'clock Saturday, people stretched out by the arena with a beer in their hands, watching stuff going on.
Yeah.
That just sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
And someone doing a barbecue burger in the background kind of thing just sounds superb. I don't know why that picture comes to mind, but it just does.
But that is the feel of a county show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, if you know, I'm sure you don't eat as much when you're feeling hot.
No, you don't.
You probably drink more, but and also just to support our traders, because it would hopefully bring them back more business because people would stay longer.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could really. I mean, I clearly got to get some feedback from the public, but I think you could really make that a sales point for the Saturday, saying, look, we're going to open till 8 o'clock at night. It'll be lovely and cool by then, and all the traders will be there. You can buy food and
have your dinner.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Trust Leo to think of food.
Well, anyway, so you're confident that things will continue on the county show for the next, certainly for the next year?
Yeah, I think so. We are challenged by the lower attendance because that's really important to give us the funds to do the next show.
Those costs are rising, aren't they?
It is. Our costs have gone up, partly because of inflation, but partly because the show has grown.
Yes.
You know, each year we were encouraged by the previous year, and last night we had a committee meeting, and we're very much already in the full planning mode for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think, you know, we take our responsibilities, the county show, very seriously because we want to represent the island. I've got a good number of great people all working very hard. And that's I think, the real strength of the county show is we're all volunteers and it brings people in from all walks of life to put something on. You know, I talk about by the island, for the island. And I think that's really special, which we'll keep going.
Mm.
But I think we have to look at things slightly differently.
Yes.
Yes, I think you do. It's nice to keep it 2 days, I think, because it makes it more worthwhile, is not quite the right phrase, but if you do that much effort, you might as well have 2 days of it rather than just one.
And also there's so much, we added it up this year. Once you've paid your admission fee, we got to over 20 things you can do at the show where you don't have to spend a penny.
Wow.
And I think value for money is really quite important to us because it is for the island. So I know you can't do it all in one day.
No.
So people, prior to last year, people were coming for the weekend. I think it's just the weather which has changed the habits, and we've got to respond to that.
I mean, from what I saw, and I didn't get a chance to see much of it because I was busy, but there were some superb things this year. The camel racing, and which I'd never seen camels on the other way before.
Did you see the giant tortoises? Yes.
I didn't actually get to see those, but they were another big attraction.
They were fantastic. Absolute fabulous.
And you keep innovating with these things, and they are a draw. But you say that the main challenge is now going to be the weather. If we get another year like this one, and that is on the cards, I'm certain.
Yeah.
Then you've got to do something.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't hurt to have to innovate. It just keeps things fresh. We're always looking for new things, and that would change the dynamics a little bit. It's not that. it's not an easy one because there are so many people involved with the preparation of the show, and we can't afford to lose anyone.
No.
So, and you've got to manage change carefully, but I think time is for, it's right to look at a different way.
Yeah, I think that sounds like an excellent way forward.
I think so,
yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I'm glad it went well this year.
Thank you.
I did. I had the most enjoyable time, even if though I was very, very hot.
Yeah.
But we did all right, and the show looked like it was going very well. Nice breeze on the Sunday.
Yeah.
That kept everybody a bit cooler. Yeah. But other than that, weather was a challenge. But, well, anyway, thank you and your team for organising it.
No, not
I think
at
it's
all.
A real feather in the island's cap, that one. And the fact that it's got the royal seal of approval is a bit different.
Yeah.
And if we can help you in any way to move that forward, any new ideas, please do come in and tell us.
Well, again, as I say, I'd be really interested in whether that people can come back to yourselves and then feed that back to us. I'm really interested from your listeners to say, is this a good idea? You know, should we try it?
I'll have a chat with our website manager. Perhaps we can do a poll on there. Just a straw poll, see what
and
people
you
think.
Guys are key partners of the show, so it'd be really interesting to see what.
What and I think, you know, if you can get a bit more attendance a bit later in the day for the traders, I think, you know, and I say, I just got this image of this rather like laid back Saturday evening. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Graham, for all you do, and thank you for your team for all you do. And we'll see you again in the not too distant future, I'm absolutely sure.
Vectis Radio on DAB.